From the chalice, which is a symbol of our community, we light these candles of remembrance, forming a fountain of light to embrace us all in both our joys and concerns.
This morning I will light this single candle, for there is a single peace that's on our minds and our hearts, I suspect, this morning. There are those among us who struggle with personal issues and know that we hold you in our hearts. And this morning we'll think and hold larger truth that is part of our experience this morning that makes us different than who we were when we woke up on Friday morning. The terrible shootings that were in Newtown, Connecticut. Those shootings, the horrible tragedy has arms that stretch out everywhere to all parts of the country from Newtown. Members of our congregation lived in Newtown. A member of our congregation attended the Sandy Hook School years ago. There are connections that are real and physical, as well as the connections to our hearts that tell us that something very terrible has happened. And so as we come together to celebrate this season and to celebrate the children of our congregation, we do it in a larger knowledge that tells us that life is so precious and yet so precarious. And so we hold one another and we hold our children. We sit together in stunned silence because there are no words, that we might find the words to express the hurt, that we might find the expression of hurt to form the foundations of our faith and our hope and our love. And with that, let us hold this moment together in quiet. Amen.
Welcome to the Winter Holiday Pageant. Even in this somber time, we are excited to celebrate the season with you. Now, at the darkest time of the year, we search for and bring the longed-for light into our hearts and into our homes. We seek to find the origins, the values, and the deeper meaning of the holidays we treasure. At this time of the year, our hearts are open to the voices of our children and youth. As Unitarian Universalists, we are drawn to the mystery and to the wonder, to the prophetic and to the justice-seeking, to the truth, wisdom, beauty, and love of these holidays and the many traditions in which these values are expressed. We explore them with appreciation for the cultures from which they come, that we might experience the world, if just for a moment, from another point of view, one that might help us feel kinship with all. Our children and youth are especially good at helping us do this, and so we thank them this morning and all who helped to bring this message to us. The many participants, the writers, producers, performers, and crew, and our music directors and choir. And remember, this is a celebration, so show your love. We need a holiday, a UU holiday. So let the celebration begin.
The name's Holiday. Ursula Underwood Holiday. I'm a private eye, a detective, a fluff of her hire, you might say. That's me, Ursula Underwood Holiday. But my friends call me Sam. I make my scratch solving mysteries if I can. If you've lost something, your wallet, your pet, your direction, I'm your ma'am. She came into my office one day with a problem. She didn't know where to turn. And like so many before her, she had an answer to learn. If you have a big question, I'm your ma'am, because if you can't help you, nobody can. It was a day like so many others, nothing more. I was sitting at my desk, knocking back a yoo-hoo when there was a knock at my door. Come in.
I'm looking for a Miss Holiday, a UU Holiday.
You're looking at her, ma'am, Ursula Underwood Holiday, but my friends call me Sam.
Sam?
That's right, Sam.
Well, Sam, I've got a mystery to solve, and I hear you're the ma'am.
That's right, Sam's your ma'am, but I have a mystery of my own at hand.
What's that, Sam?
I don't know your name, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please excuse. My name is Connie. Connie Fuse.
How do you do, Miss Fuse? So you've got a problem? What's the news?
My Aunt Ginny left me a note when she passed away. It's puzzling me. I can't figure out what she was trying to say.
I'm sorry to hear that your aunt has kicked it. Do you have the note with you? That's the ticket.
She was trying to sell me something about this season, I think. I'm not sure what. Perhaps this note is a link.
Well, let's have a look and see what we see. Perhaps if we look closely, we'll find us a key.
Aunt Ginny was a woman with ideas. She would tinker. Philosophy, religion, she was a great thinker.
I can see why this note would cause you to ponder. From what I see here, her thoughts seem to wander.
Yes, that's why I came here to see you, Miss Holiday, Sam, to look at this message, to do what you can.
Yoo-hoo?
Yoo-hoo?
That's right, yoo-hoo. It's my favorite drink. It's what I like to have when I'm trying to think.
No, thank you. I'll take a rain check if you don't mind.
Suit yourself. I love yoo-hoo. It's one of a kind. Ah, refreshing. Yes, that's much better. Now let's try to figure out your auntie's letter.
My dearest darling Colleen, niece, I hope this letter finds you some peace. I know you have been searching for the meaning of this season. This note, I hope, will help you to see and to reason. So look at this list and look at it closely. If you don't miss the connections, you'll find that the meaning of this season will become clear in your mind. 2300, oil lamp, Lewis, 8 candles, Antiochus' rant, unity, cooperative purpose, responsibility, faith, Jones, harvest, 7, creativity, crystal, Rome, carpenter, staples, star, peace, Lord, and Savior.
Well, there it is, Miss Holiday, Sam. What do you think, Detective Ma'am?
Well, this is a tough one, but there seems to be a clue. There seems to be a few names here. Do they mean anything to you?
No. I've looked at this note time and again. I've asked all my relatives, colleagues, and friends.
There's one name that sticks out here. This one, Lewis. They live on the east side down by the tracks, and they're Jewish.
So they're Jewish. What's the big deal?
Maybe nothing, but there's something in my gut that I feel. I think we should pay a visit. Let's go.
But where?
To go see Lewis's, to see what they know.
And some holiday cheer.
Hello, children. Good evening, ma'am. I'm UU Holiday, but my friends call me Sam.
Children? Sam?
That's right, Sam. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Miss Connie Fuse.
Good evening.
She's a client of mine, and we'll hope you'll excuse this intrusion. We come looking for clues.
Miss Lewis, I think your name is used here in my aunt's letter. If you could help us with this, I think I'll feel better.
I'd be glad to help you, Miss Fuse. Tell us, in your letter, how is our name used?
It's part of a list. Sam thinks you might understand something I've missed.
Ah, yes. 2300, oil lamp, Lewis 8 candles, Antiochus' rant. Well, this is simple to understand. It describes the holiday that is right here at hand. You've come at just the right time to learn what you seek. We are celebrating Hanukkah. We light the menorah this week.
Hanukkah?
That's right, Hanukkah.
We're lighting the Hanukkah candles, the menorah. It reminds people of a miracle that happened so long ago, over 2,300 years ago, in a land called Judea. Many Jewish people lived under the rule of a very wicked man, King Antiochus. Antiochus ordered all the Jewish people to give up their God, their religion, and customs, and worship only the Greek gods.
Some of the Jewish people choose to obey Antiochus, but others refuse. After a long time, they were able to reclaim the temple and worship in the belief. The first thing they had to do was rededicate the temple, but they had a problem. They could only find one small flask of oil. Only enough to last one evening. That's when the miracle happened. That small flask of oil lasted not just one night, but eight nights. That's why the menorah has eight candles. Each one represents a night that the very small flask of oil kept the lights of the holy temple lit.
So you light all the candles. What a beautiful tradition. Do you think you could help us with the rest of our mission?
I saw a name on the second line, Jones. They live on the west side. I think you'll find them at home.
You've been a great help to us, Lewis Clan. Here, have a yoo-hoo as a thank you from Sam.
Yoo-hoo?
That's right, yoo-hoo.
Thank you so much, Sam. We love it too. Happy Hanukkah and good luck with your plan.
Thank you.
Well, here we are. We're on the west side.
Let's visit the Joneses. I think they're inside.
Welcome, Miss Holiday. Welcome, Miss Fuse. We got a call for our friend Meyer. She told us the news.
Thank you for seeing us to help with the plan. I'm UU Holiday, but my friends call me Sam.
Sam?
That's right, Sam.
Here's the note with your name on this line. Please, can you share any meaning you find?
Unity, cooperative purpose, responsibility, faith, Jones, Harvest, Seven, creativity. Ah, yes, this is quite simple. You see in this stanza, quite a few words connect with Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa?
That's right, Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is celebrated through singing, speaking, dancing, and reciting poems. Kwanzaa is built on seven principles. These principles are Nguza Samba. These principles are commonly known as Umoja, Unity, Kudu Jugulia, Self-Determination, Ujima, Collective Work and Responsibility, Ujamaa, Cooperative Economics, Nia, Purpose, Kumba, Creativity, Imani, Faith.
Kwanzaa was developed from the elements of the African heritage. The African celebration of Kwanzaa was a ceremony of appreciation for the first fruits of harvest.
The four elements that made up the original African meaning of Kwanzaa are unity, of awareness, of ancestry, of recommitment to traditional values, and reverence for the Creator and the creation.
The modern celebration of Kwanzaa lasts 7 days, from December 26th to January 1st. Each of the 7 days of the celebration is dedicated to one of the seven principles.
Each day, one candle is lit that represents each principle. The last day of Kwanzaa, or Imani, focuses on honoring traditions and reaffirming self-worth.
The principles of Kwanzaa are quite inspirational. This list has another name I hope you know, and it's Crystal.
I know of a family of that name down by the train station. Perhaps they can help you with your investigation.
You've been a great help, and I have something for you.
Yoo-hoo?
That's right, Yoo-hoo. It's a wonderful treat. I like to share it with new friends that I meet.
Oh, Sam, happy Kwanzaa to you.
Happy Kwanzaa, and thank you all for the clue.
Thank you.
on the door and see what we find.
Oh, hello. Wait. Oh, hello. Merry Christmas, Sam.
Do I know you?
No, but aren't you the famous detective, ma'am?
Yes. Ursula Underwood Holiday, but my friends call me
Sam.
That's right, Sam.
Come right in and join us in our Christmas cheer.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've interrupted, I fear. I'm Connie Fused, and there's a reason we're here.
Well, if you're here with Holiday, there must be a mystery. She's the best, they all say.
Yes, there's a list that's part of this game, and the thing that's on the last line is your name.
Oh, how exciting. No Christmas has been better. Can you show us the list? Can I see the letter? Crystal, Rome, Carpenter, Stable, Star, Peace, Lord, and Savior.
Do you get the connection? Do you see how it fits?
They're all part of Christmas, the things on this list.
Christmas?
That's right, Christmas.
When Rome was a great empire ruled by Caesar Augustus and Israel was governed by King Herod, in the village of Nazareth lived Joseph and Mary. Joseph was a carpenter and Mary was his wife. One day, the emperor sent notice that everybody must register for a new tax, and that they had to go back to a town where they were born.
Joseph and Mary left Nazareth for Bethlehem. When they reached, they traveled for many days and only rested at night. When they reached Bethlehem, it was night.
They looked for a place to stay, but there was no empty room, so they had to sit in the stable with the innkeeper's cows.
It was at the inn that Mary gave birth to a son named Jesus. On Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, who spent his life spreading a message of love and peace to all people.
We decorate our homes with lights and give each other gifts to express our love.
Well, that's all of it. That's the last line.
We hope that we helped with what you were trying to find.
Yes, you've been a great help. I think now it's all clear. Thank you so much. Will you add this to your cheer?
Yoo-hoo.
That's right. Yoo-hoo.
I don't know what to say.
Share it with your family today. Yeah, that's the ticket. It will liven your day.
Thank you.
Well, that's all of it. Can you put it together? Can you help me at last with the meaning of this letter?
I think what your aunt was trying to say is what we have seen in each family's display. People celebrate the season in many different ways. It's their history, their past, that informs each holy day.
We have many things in common too, whether it's Christian, African American, or Jew. We celebrate with decorations, gifts, and food.
We share a faith, family, and loving friends and gratitude.
We look at the stars above us and share. We hope for peace in a world where everyone cares, not only about ourselves, but each other.
We have one family, sister and brother.
I understand what my aunt was trying to say. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, UU Holiday.
Thank you, Connie. You know, I learned something too. That Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Christmas all go great with Yoo-hoo. That's right, Yoo-hoo.
Oh, Sam, happy holidays to you.
So I would just want to say, I got one, thank you. Lila remembered. Want to say thank you to so many people who made this happen, to our children who brought with them their freshness and their preciousness, to our youth choir that made it so beautiful. And I would especially like to point out some adults that made this possible, besides the parents of the youth, who did a lot of schlepping over the last several weeks. Just to recognize Brandon Dumling for having written the script, Beth Smith and Ann Saylor, and Tom Parente. Steve Schoenweisner, and as long as I'm thanking adults, I want to thank Danny Parente and Jonathan Drucker, who you might see. Stand up, Danny and Jonathan, if you would. What we're talking about here is a couple of really good sports. They're alum of our youth group by a few years, and they've come back as young adults to fill in our program to make it more beautiful for us, so thank you guys. A special thanks to Melinda Laughlin. Where is she? And why are we especially thanking her? We'll find out. Stay tuned. Okay, so the title that I put out for my little homily this morning, I wondered if I would be able to stay with this morning, and it turns out, yes, I can. Many of you might know the lines from the Billy Gilman song, Sleigh Ride, and it's a song that I have always loved, a Christmas song that I've always loved, and especially the verse, there's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print from Courier and Ives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. This was a song that was written and was brand new in an effort to create an atmosphere of nostalgia. And it does that so beautifully. And what is it about nostalgia? What is it about the nostalgia that accompanies the holidays? And what it is for me is that nostalgia creates something that might be a little bit schmaltzy in order for us all to find ourselves within the feeling that's at the heart of what it is that it's there to represent. And so in thinking about my own schmaltzy experience and thinking about this pageant, you know, I married a Jewish woman. I was raised Catholic. She was raised Jewish. We got married and thought, okay, the world is filled with people that celebrate Christmas. There are not that many in Davenport, Iowa, where our children started school. There are not that many in Davenport, Iowa that celebrate Hanukkah. We're going to celebrate Hanukkah so that we don't lose that part of our family tradition that comes down from my wife Judy's side. And so for the first many years of our family life, we celebrated only Hanukkah. And I didn't realize until a number of years into it that I really missed celebrating Christmas, that it was a part of my life and a part of who I am, and it was something that I wanted my children to have too. And so after many years of Hanukkah only, one morning we celebrated, we told the kids ahead of time, we were going to have a Christmas breakfast. And that Christmas breakfast became our Christmas tradition. And in the Christmas breakfast, we pulled out all the stops on food. You know, people have these big Christmas dinners. We didn't do that. We had a big Christmas breakfast. And one gift for each of us. One gift for each of the kids, one gift for Judy and for me. And so on that very first, I'm going to get nostalgic on you here. On that very first Christmas morning celebration, we finished all of that, and then the kids said, okay, let's go down to the basement. So they took us down to the family room in the basement where they had taken pieces of wallpaper that we had somehow picked up, books of samples of wallpaper, and big samples, and we're talking about, this was in Davenport, Iowa, but we're talking New Jersey wallpaper. It was foiled and flocked, and it was wallpaper. And they had taken, I don't know how many sheets, but so many sheets of this wallpaper, and they taped them together, and they had their little cassette recorder, and they started playing music, and they said, that's your holiday Christmas morning dance floor. And now you dance. And we danced, and they clapped. And that became a tradition for Christmas morning. And then, years later, it was not only on Christmas, but on any wedding anniversary that we celebrated. They would make us a dance floor, and they would play music, and we would dance. And talk about nostalgia. It's there. And the point in this goes back to that line in the song for me. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. This holiday season in our culture, we have been told so many times, you've got to buy it. It's here. We've made it for you. All you have to do is buy it. Well, the point of it is, you know, there are gifts that we can give, and those gifts are only a symbol of the love and the care that we have for one another. And if they're the only thing that we're offering at holiday time, we're missing the point of it. We're missing the heart of it. Gifts are wonderful. We give gifts to our students at Newton, but isn't there something more that we need to be giving them about justice and compassion? It's an important thing. The gifts are an important thing, but if they are the thing instead of the symbol for the thing, we're missing the whole point of it. And, you know, many of us in this congregation are very well off, and, you know, frankly, I think Mae West had it right. You know, I've been rich and I've been poor, she said, but I can tell you, rich is a lot better. You know, but we don't have to let that get in the way of our loving and caring. The loving and the caring is what is the connection of the holiday themes. And then we come on to Friday of this week. We come on to an experience that, well, I was at the Y yesterday morning. It's a rare thing for me to go to the Y on Saturday, but I was there, and my friend Richard Seltzer was there, and Richard and I started talking about it, and what Richard said was, we have no words to express what this has done to us and how we feel about it. And the only thing that we have to express feelings are our words. And so we're at a loss. And I thought, yeah, and that's where we are now. And then I thought, one of the things that the president has talked about, the governor has talked about, that almost everyone who has spoken publicly has said is, people of Newtown, know that our prayers are with you. And I thought, all we have really is our prayers, until maybe through our prayers we learn the words that we need to have to do something. And I don't want to get into the politics of this at all. Anybody wanting to talk the politics of this after the service? I'm going to be up in the rotunda, and I think, you know, maybe there's time for some conversation up there. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the spiritual aspect of our response. And I want to talk for a minute about prayer, because it's not something that comes naturally to many Unitarian Universalists. It's not a word that's comfortable for many Unitarian Universalists. And that's because, you know, like the ancient and some modern Jews, we don't like to use the name God to describe that which we hold most meaningful. And if we don't like to use the word God, then how do we pray? And here's the point I would like to hold up for you, and I think this is the important point for this moment in time for us, and that is, we don't have to know who or what we are praying to. We don't have to know that. What we have to know is what's in our hearts that needs to be expressed. And through prayer, maybe we can learn words to express what's in our hearts through all of this. And the children, our beautiful, beautiful children, your children, you know, like the president said, hug them tight, not too tight. Care for them. And there's no limit to how much we can care for them. A warning that I thought of, you know, as Christmas has gone from, and the holidays have gone from a time where the trappings of nostalgia have led us towards a commercial celebration that gets us away from the heart of things, these kinds of experiences, so many of them, can close down our hearts. And if we allow for our hearts to be closed down by these experiences, we lose it all. And so our children this morning were here to remind us we don't have to lose anything. There's so much reason for us to have faith and hope and love. And so my wish and my hope for you through this season is for deep faith and hope and love. And may you spend all the time that you need in prayer. May your roots grow deep, your branches spread far. May you find the world to be a wonderful place. It will be again. And leave it even better for those who follow.
The words of John Hanley Morgan. Let Hanukkah come, its story told, when days are short and winds are cold. Let solstice come, its lovely song, when evening soon and night is long. Let Christmas come, its great star glow on quiet city parks of snow. Let Kwanzaa come, its table gleam, born, love born again, the truth of dream. This has indeed been a holy hour of worship. As we extinguish our chalice, our worship has ended. Let our service begin.